This goes to Dr. Rakesh Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Ray, R-A-E, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth 2-9 of 1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. She has been feeling well. She was able to travel down to Asheville, North Carolina this summer with her husband and had a very good vacation. She's had chronic back pain, then that is stable and unchanged. Review of systems is negative. Medications. I want to highlight the Sensipar 30 milligrams. She takes one on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, Atenolol 25 milligrams daily at bedtime. Other Nexium is 40 milligrams daily. Xanax 0.25 milligram at bedtime, and low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 138 pounds. That's a 4-pound decrease in the last 6 months. Pulse is 65, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 8, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 0.73, calcium 10.0, albumin 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels on low-dose Sensipar 3 days per week. 2, hypertension currently at goal. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.